Mr. Chairman, the next item is titled Partial Assignment of Conservation Easement on the Gravely Ranch in Region 2. This would be for final approval. And just want to point out that this agenda item and the next agenda item are very closely linked. They're basically one project, but when they went out, when they were endorsed and went out for the initial public comment, that was done as two separate projects. So we're bringing the final as two separate projects just to make sure we're consistent. But as I described this one, pretty much everything except for the acreage will apply to the next one as well, the Warm Springs partial conservation easement assignment. So with that, the first part of this project, which is the Gravely Ranch partial assignment of conservation easement, involves the purchase of a conservation easement on the 5,167-acre Gravely Ranch near Garrison in Powell County. That the actual conservation easement will be purchased by Five Valleys Land Trust using funding provided by the Natural Resource Damage Program primarily, plus some input from Five Valleys Land Trust. That NRD money, natural resource damage money, was for restoration and protection of the upper Clark Fork as a result of a settlement with ARCO for historic damages. The second part of the project, which is the next agenda item, is for Five Valleys to also secure an easement on the 3,110-acre Warm Springs Ranch, also using funding from NRD plus involvement with Five Valleys Land Trust and the Conservation Fund. So what the project is the Gravelys will sell a conservation easement on their ranch. They'll take the proceeds from that to then purchase the Warm Springs Ranch and then put a conservation easement on that. So it's a total footprint of 8,277 acres. With that easement being held by Five Valleys, those two easements being held by Five Valleys Land Trust. And a component of both of those easements is a requirement for public hunting access in perpetuity. And that's where the department comes in. So the Five Valleys Land Trust, who is the holder of the conservation easement, has proposed to assign management of the public access component of that easement to Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. And if it approved, then FWP, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, would be responsible for managing that access and verifying that the landowner offers the opportunity for at least 400 hunter days between those two properties. FWP is also obligated to implement, review, and update a public access plan on the properties at least every 5 years in cooperation with the landowner, and at least initially it'll probably be an annual review and update. With that, there's no cost to FWP for this access easement. It gets assigned to the department from Five Valleys Land Trust at no cost to the department. The intent is to manage that access through the block management program, so there'll be some administrative costs in terms of just managing it as part of the block management program, but we think those are manageable and minimal. The project proposals went out for public comment. There was 13 total comments. 10 were in support. 2 didn't specify a position, but did express concerns about things like road maintenance and impacts to adjoining properties. There was one opposition comment that was from the neighboring landowner who supported the easement component, the conservation component, but was concerned about impacts to his private land from that additional public use. Based on the support, the comments, and the value of the project to the department and to the public, the decision was made to proceed. And so with that, we're asking for your final approval on this particular one on the Gravely portion of the project, and then the next one will be on the Warm Springs portion of the project. Any questions? And if you have specific questions, Randy Arnold's here as well, who helped work on this and can answer some questions as well.
Thank you, Ken. Can I get a motion, I guess?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission approve FWP's proposal to accept delegation of public hunting access rights from Five Valley Land Trust proposed Gravely Ranch Conservation Easement.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. This is a final. Is there any discussion from the commission?
Just a comment that I've been driving by that piece of property for a long time, looking at it and wondering why I can't go there and exploit some hunting opportunities that I know exist around there. But it's a beautiful piece of property for a whole variety of wildlife uses and public uses. So another great project, another family that's really contributing to our joys of the future.
Mr. Chair, commissioners, I just want to add in that it's a really exciting project and demonstrates it's just creative thinking of generous landowners, partners who've worked really well together, and that it helps everyone, including public access. So if we could do more projects like this, it would be great. And thank you for all the hard work that went into pulling this complicated transaction together.
One additional item I have to mention, that is Five Valleys Land Trust is at it again. You know, they've been on our mind and in our books and our proposals for quite a bit of time, and they're another great, great partner. And I have a lot of friends that live and work around that place, and some of them are here today, I believe. So,
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I forgot to mention that one of the things that helps make this work is the insistence by the Natural Resource Damage Program that access is a component of the projects they help support and participate in. And so I would like to, you know, give a kudos to the Natural Resource Damage Program for that, as well as the Five Valleys Land Trust, and the Conservation Fund has been involved as well in these projects.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, Ken, because that can't be understated. I mean, you would look back at the folks that first pressed to have these funds set aside as a result of damage that occurred and some questionable behavior. and the focus on using this to, in fact, give it back to all of us so that we have the opportunity to access wildlife is, thanks go around, and Five Valley Land Trust and the Gravelys and NRDP is, we're... this commission, this department, and all of those folks that like to recreate and particularly hunt and fish, owe everyone a great debt of gratitude. So with that, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. We are out of items for you, Ken.
Oh, I got a couple left. Over. Oh.